Well, hello, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to join me both live tonight on the call and later on the recording. As always, it's an absolute honor to be able to deliver this teleclass for you and to share the journey that is from slave camp to freedom and building a business. It's been a wonderful and continues to be a wonderful, exciting journey. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. And my direct phone is 877-767-7544. You have dialed into the terrific Tuesday teleclass, where we talk about home business tips and social media marketing. If you are too shy to ask your question live on the call, please do continue to send in your questions via the email address of carla@retirewithcarla.com or with the phone number. And as always, you're invited to leave your comments and questions on the blog, and we do our very best to answer those as soon as possible. Today, I want to talk about leadership. I've been listening to John Maxwell. We got our regular monthly CD from Dr. Maxwell, and I have been listening to it this week, and it really has, as with most of Dr. Maxwell's teachings, it has struck home with me this week. And you know what? Even if you are at this point only leading yourself, if you are wanting to build a home-based business, you must develop those leadership skills. And I realized as I was going along, and I know I've said this before, that leadership wasn't really something that I thought I was, and getting involved and being exposed to Dr. Maxwell's teaching is kind of what I was missing. And he really is a very, very good teacher in terms of leadership. And you have to decide whether or not you are a follower, whether or not you are an encourager, or whether or not you are a leader. And it really is important for you to decide where you fit in there, because where you fit will have impact on what you need to do to develop yourself as a leader. When you are a leader, what happens is that you can see things as they could be, as they might become, rather than just as they are. And I see potential in everyone that I meet. However, not everyone decides they want to develop that potential. Developing the potential means making changes in your life. It means continuously learning and growing. And sometimes people just decide they don't want to do that. And where we are right now, tough times with the economy the way it is, tough times bring out the greatest possibilities for growth and success. And that's why it's really important right now for you to develop that leader in you. The one thing about great leaders is they are continuously growing and learning. And they're growing and learning about leadership. There's always something more that you can learn. There's new fronts on the development of, you know, the human psyche and how we respond, and studies being done about how we react. There's always something new to learn about leadership. And what affects you as you become a leader Dr. Maxwell talks about three different things, and today I want to talk to you about the environment and the environment that you put yourself in, and that's what will affect you as you learn and develop your skills as a leader. Now, the environment. What is the environment? The environment to put you into skills, into the mindset of developing those leadership skills. So it's everything. It's what you see around you. I mean, I'm looking out here on a beautiful summer day here in glorious, finally sunny Vancouver. And it's what you feel. The environment is all of that. Just how you live day to day, how you live, how you embrace being that leader, how you embrace your environment. The values that are talked about, that you hear, that you listen to, whether it be in your job, in your family, in what you listen to. And developing those leadership skills, what you want to have to happen is you want to have the leadership mindset ingrained right into your behavior. Now, I personally grew up in a leadership environment. My father owned his own business. Granted, it was a small business, but he still owned his own business and he was the leader. And I can remember at a very young age being taught how to take a telephone message. And even down to the point where, you know, it was specific on what kind of paper it had to go on and what you had to say and how you had to answer the telephone and the different bits and pieces of information that you had to write down. Now, I'm going to age myself here. We didn't have message pads back then, but we had a special book beside the telephone that we were to write down business messages for our father. Now, we understood the importance of those messages, what it was taught to us, that those messages could lead to business, it could lead to putting a bid in on a specific contract, it could lead to a number of different things. We were taught the importance of taking those messages properly and what that had to do in the business environment. A great developmental skill in understanding the importance of the business, taking leadership, taking ownership of that information, and being part of the company. Now, are you a leader, a follower, or an encourager? If you're a leader, when did you first realize that you were one? What happened to you? How did you actually know that you are a leader? I want you to stop and think about that. Think back in your memory where you first had that. Maybe it was just a little glimmer of what you could be, what you could do. You know, maybe a whole bunch of kids followed you on the playground. Maybe you organized something as a teenager that was a huge success. Maybe you did something in your very first job that your boss totally loved. Maybe you started your own business at a young age. When did you first realize you were a leader? And remember, great leaders continue to learn about leadership. If you're really serious about becoming a great leader, I would suggest that you do like we do and be members of the Maximum Impact Club. You can go to maximumimpactclub.com and you can sign up. It's only like $200 a year, I think, or maybe three. Canadians a little different. Learning and growing about developing the leader in you. Because in order to succeed in your business, you are going to need to become a leader. That doesn't mean you have to create a multinational corporation or anything like that. It can still be a small business if that's what you want. But you do have to develop the leadership skills. Now, the environment, the piece I want to talk to you about, this comes from the Dr. Maxwell teaching that I have been listening to all this week. And he talks about the five different areas in your environment that you need to take a look at as you develop your leadership skills and that you need to be very intentional about. The first one is the cognitive, and that's where it's our education. It's what we're learning. It's all of that specific stuff, that intentional stuff that we learn. Now, I have two diplomas, and I was never taught anything about leadership. I was never taught anything about how to manage people, how to specifically work with people. Now one of my diplomas is in adult education, so I was taught how to manage in a classroom. And I suppose that's a little bit more than a lot of other people get. But it's not a skill that is out there for everyone to learn. And yet leadership is so very important in everything you do. Even if you decide you're not going to run a business, but you're a family member, you're a parent, you lead your family, you teach your family. So the cognitive is that education piece, and what are you intentionally doing to develop those leadership skills? Now, like I said, I listen to Dr. Maxwell, I read Dr. Maxwell's books, I follow a few other people on Facebook and Twitter who teach in leadership skills, constantly learning, constantly, and being very, very intentional about it. The second one that Dr. Maxwell talks about is the emotional part of your environment. And that's the feelings and attitudes. We all have feelings and attitudes. You see, sometimes you can really tell the feelings and attitudes of someone when they don't even have to say anything, right? You cannot flunk attitude and be successful. I love that. That's straight out of Dr. Maxwell. You cannot flunk attitude and be successful. If you were not given or taught the proper attitude for leadership as you were growing up or as you are today, then you have to learn to give it to yourself. And that whole positive attitude, the Pollyanna sunshine. Now, at my Slade Camp job, I know people get mad at me, and it's, you know, I can tell that they just want to kind of smack me because I'm just too darn happy. It is a choice. Sometimes I'm not feeling so happy. You would never know it because it's a choice. And developing that attitude, trust me, it gets easier because it was not always my attitude. It gets easier as you continue to do it. Like anything, you develop that habit and it just automatically comes out of my mouth whenever anyone asks me, "How are you today, Carla?" Absolutely fabulous. And people laugh and they say, "Oh, well, you know, I really don't expect you to hear say any different." And I actually had one person tell me yesterday, "You know, I know you're not going to say any different, but I got to ask you anyway because it just puts a smile on my face." Develop that attitude of being grateful, being happy, being a lifelong learner. Be the person that's so happy that someone wants to smack the smile off your face and you can just smile. There's a number of people that do that to me. I just smile and walk away because, of course, I don't want them to smack me. However, emotional feelings and your attitude are a part of your environment. They're where you live. your attitude, your feelings will rub off on other people. I remember commuting in one day this week, well, actually when it's only Tuesday, it must have been yesterday, that I sat beside a woman and those negative vibes, my gosh, I could feel them sitting beside her. It was just, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm glad I don't work with her. She was obviously upset about something. Who knows, maybe it was just going to work on a Monday morning. So number one is cognitive, number two, emotional. Number three is the physical. That's the tangible, that's the stuff you can see, that's the assets that you have. It's all the physical things in your environment. It's your health, it's your wealth. And you need to, again, continually learn and grow about leadership. And the physical, what you can do for your physical environment is to always be putting yourself in the presence of great leadership. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and actually physically see someone. It can be like I do, listening to Dr. Maxwell CDs, or reading a book, or watching a DVD, watching a movie, a great leadership movie. I know that I personally, I love Coach Carter, and good Lord, the names of them all escape me at the moment, but we probably have 20 or 30 motivational leadership great movies that we watch to surround ourselves physically with what we need in order to learn and develop and grow and become the leader that's inside. And you need to do the same thing. So the physical, the tangible, those assets that you have as a person. Number four, the spiritual. Now, whether or not you are a Christian or a Muslim or does not matter. It's the spiritual. You have a purpose and you need to find out what it is. Now, I discovered a great resource for that by the name of Marcus Buckingham. If you Google Marcus Buckingham, it's Marcus Buckingham, Buckingham. Marcus Buckingham has some excellent exercises on assisting you to find your strengths. Because your purpose is kind of beyond who you think you are. And I know that my purpose is to teach. Because there are times I do the Terrific Tuesday teleclass and there's no one on the call. But that's okay, because I know people listen to it later on. It's my desire to teach, to give you this knowledge as I go through this journey. And I'm hoping, you know, maybe you're a year behind me, maybe you're 2 years behind me, maybe you're 5 years behind me. It doesn't matter. You're learning because I'm putting it out there. When you have that greater purpose, you see things with a different perspective. And a story that I heard from another one of the teachers that I have was about three men building a church. They're laying bricks. And one says he's just, asking him what he'd do, he's just laying bricks. And the second one says, I'm building a church, I'm building a cathedral. And the third one says, I'm building a monument to God that's going to last for years and years to come and to assist thousands of people over the years. Each one of them was doing exactly the same job, but had that different perspective. They're understanding the greater purpose for what they're doing. So for you to understand the greater purpose for what you're doing, maybe you want to go and check out Marcus Buckingham and find out what your strength is. Number five is social. We're all social beings. That's partly why I teach social media marketing. The social is your family, your friends, the people you work with, all those people that you surround yourself with every day. Birds of a feather flock together. You must choose the right people. Now, there are some who are taught that at an early age, and some who are not. I have a friend who definitely wants her house to be the center for kids to hang out in the neighborhood. She wants to know what her children are doing. So she is always saying, bring them over. Sure. Let them come over here. And that is so that she can assist her children in making sure that they're hanging out with the right people and that they are developing the habit of recognizing who's the right people. When you learn that habit at a young age, you can carry that through with you for the rest of your life. It's a wonderful habit to have. Hanging out with the people who are good for you. You don't want to be hanging out with those negative naysayers. You've got to choose the right people. And if you were lucky enough to have parents who taught you how to do that, good for you. You're a little further ahead in the game. If you're not, we can go back to the fact that you have to teach yourself this stuff. If you weren't given it or weren't taught it, you must give it to yourself. So, just to go back over the five, it's the cognitive, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, and the social. You need to have an intentional plan for your leadership, developing that leader in you for each and every one of those five things. You need to write it down. I would like you, once you have that written down, if you're open to it, you don't have to, but I would love to see your plan. What it is you're going to do. It doesn't have to be big. It can just be one or two sentences per each of the five. Get a Dr. Maxwell CD. Borrow a Dr. Maxwell CD from the library. You know, take a look at, listen closely to the conversations of my friends and see whether or not that really is who I want to be around. Make that intentional plan. Write it down. Put it in front of you so that you see it all the time. Because the environment that you put yourself in is what's going to help you to create and enhance what you already do, who you already are. And it'll allow you to build on your strengths. So, what kind of a leader are you? Are you a follower, an encourager, or even a leader? Remember, the times we're at right now, the tough times, are where people can really, really take advantage and grow and build that success. It takes developing the leader in you, finding your purpose, going through, making that intentional plan with the five, the cognitive, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, and the social. Take advantage of the times we're in right now. greater in you. And now I would like to invite you to develop those leadership skills as well. You can also do that on the social marketing platforms. You can learn how to use the social marketing platforms by going to butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com and sign up for the 30 free tips and techniques on how to use social media, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You'll get instructions, step-by-step instructions on how to do that. If getting into that scares you, if it intimidates you, it's like having me hold your hand. You get it a little bit at a time, and go here, click this button, go here, click this button. A little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. So go to butterflynetworking.com and sign up for those 30 free tips and techniques. If you're the type of person who wants to have all of that right now, right away, you can just scroll down a little further on the page and you can buy the workbook, and it'll give you all of the 30 tips and techniques plus a couple of bonuses right away. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. It has been an absolute pleasure to be able to speak to you today. I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and listening to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks, and talk to you again.